It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. In Windhoek, the Electoral Commission is currently hosting Dr. Kevin Casas Zamora, Secretary General of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, alongside his delegation. The Commission emphasized its appreciation for international IDEA's support and expertise in enhancing Namibia's electoral systems and processes. Devet Siluka, ECN's spokesperson.
His visit is the first to Namibia. And this demonstrates the strong partnership between our country and international IDEA in promoting democracy and electoral integrity. As a commission, we greatly value the support and expertise provided by the international IDEA in strengthening our electoral system and processes. During his visit, the commission will engage with Dr. Casas Zamora and his delegation on various issues of interest to our electoral processes and system.
Trustco Group Holdings has agreed to repurchase 5 million worth of shares from the University of Notre Dame du Lac on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. This includes acquiring 120.5 million shares, equivalent to 12.8% of its total outstanding shares. Quinton van Rooyen Jr., the Deputy CEO of Trustco Group.
This forms part of our strategy to acquire as much shares as we can in the current market conditions. Currently, the share price does not reflect the underlying value of the assets, so when we have the opportunity, we try and buy back as much of the shares as we can currently. So for the remaining shareholders, there will be less shares in issues, which means a larger part of the dividend in future.
South Africa's Universal Basic Income Grant Coalition is alarmed by rising digital barriers hindering access to the Social Relief of Distress grant. The coalition accuses the South Africa Social Security Agency of complicating grant access under the guise of suspected fraud, resulting in beneficiary suspensions and complex online biometric verifications. Criticism centers on SASSA's transparency shortcomings and the added hardships on vulnerable individuals, urging the agency to prioritize accountability and transparent communication. In its report, Reuters says a revenge attack sparked by a cattle raid earlier this month has resulted in 17 deaths in northern South Sudan and prompted the evacuation of oil workers from the Toma South oil field, a local official reported on Monday. Cattle raiding, driven by competition for scarce resources, is a major cause of conflict between ethnic groups in South Sudan, which remains heavily armed after decades of war. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is in Washington, D.C. for crucial talks about the conflict in Gaza and rising tensions on the Lebanon border, which are increasing fears of a broader war. He will meet with top U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, CIA Director William Burns, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, emphasizing the significance of these discussions as Israel deals with multiple conflicts. Reporting for us is Benji Haya.
At the fore of these discussions, twin intertwined conflicts with Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, both Iran-backed militias launching attacks on Israel. Hezbollah began cross-border strikes into northern Israel in support of Hamas and pledges not to stop until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hinted at a possible temporary truce in the Palestinian territory 8 months into his army's devastating offensive into the enclave. He wants to see the release of Israeli hostages still held in the strip before then resuming military activities. That falls short of a U.S.-endorsed proposal for a deal that would usher in a permanent ceasefire. Mr. Netanyahu's been invited to address lawmakers and Congress here next month. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.